Good morning. It is 7:13 a.m. on Tuesday, September the 8th, 2026, here on probably cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 66, yeah, it's already 66 degrees. It didn't get below 65 last night. It feels good, though. It's not as humid as it was yesterday. It's a good morning for walking, and I'm just, you know, basically wearing my polo shirt and jeans. I'm really glad I did not wear the hoodie this morning, because, ambient above 60, and next to no wind, the hoodie is overkill. It was a little chilly when I started. I am not a little chilly anymore. That's just the way it goes. So, yesterday. Oh my God. Yesterday, my Linux machine ran as it is. It notifies me when there's updates to run, and I usually just run them because every once in a while they need a reboot to replace the kernel files or whatever, graphics drivers. And so I did. I ran them, rebooted the machine, and when I did, my game wouldn't work. Now, you might be wondering, what was I doing in Fallout New Vegas at 8 o'clock in the morning? And the answer is not a very flattering one. I should not have been there. And the problem with it is twofold, because it wouldn't work. It would bring the little play screen up and flicker to the actual login page, which is a line of text, big page of sepia tone text, and then it would fail. And it would do so fast that I couldn't even see what's going on. I thought, well, that's damn strange. But I did notice that there was a software layer that had been updated, and I updated it in my bottles, and I updated it in the machine, and I updated it in the software, updated it in the game, and still did it. So I thought, well, that's damn peculiar. So I tried the Epic Launcher, because I've got that. And I did the same thing. And I thought, what the f-? So I went back to GOG Galaxy and uninstalled it and reinstalled it. Same error. I tried to run No Man's Sky, which was the whole reason I had put GOG Galaxy on my machine to begin with. And it croaked there too. So clearly something systemic, which I spent, oh my God, I spent so much time trying to find the problem. I never did find it. GOG Galaxy is still not happy with me. I tried uninstalling the game and reinstalling it. No dice. Tried changing the conversion layer, the proton layer. No dice. So I looked around and discovered that I had Lutris installed. So I brought Lutris up and installed Fallout New Vegas, and it worked like a champ. Came right up. Boom. Unfortunately, it came up on a new game. It didn't come up on the old saves. And I did not feel like spending any more time going through and trying to copy the old default user file folder that has all the saves in it. So I started a new game. Yeah, that was a big mistake. Because the next thing I know, it's dinner time. It's dinner time. And I have done jack all day. Second day in a row. That's not ideal. That's not ideal. And so today, I at least have to put in a few sprints. I can't make up that time, but at least I can stop bleeding time. What's going on this morning? Everybody and his brother doing laundry or something? I've had either dryer sheet or body spray or something pretty much all the way this morning. The odd break for exhaust and traffic got a little steep, but very odd. Sun's breaking out. There's a whole, it's not a solid deck. It's breaking up as the sun comes up and warms it, but there's a whole line of clouds off to the east. And there's several waves of clouds coming in from the northwest. So there'll be a line of clouds and then a lane of blue sky and then a line of clouds. Coming in over the mountains. I can see the upflow from the mountains. The wind coming in, hitting the other side of the mountains, gets deflected upwards, and it changes the shape of the clouds. So they're a long way off. The mountains are like 50 miles away. Which puts the clouds at least that far. So double points day, yeah, double points day. At least until noon. I looked at the notice and I thought it said till 12 p.m., which would be noon, not 12 a.m. But who knows? Anyway, I got an email notice And I got that yesterday in the afternoon. Or maybe it was in the morning. Anyway, I got the email notice and didn't. I was too busy trying to survive the wasteland. Much too busy trying to survive the wasteland. But Chris Moody reminds me of it yesterday afternoon. And so this morning, before I got into too much, I went in and picked off 8 or 10 Next in a Series books. I hadn't realized how far behind I had gotten. That's what I get for only reading 13, 14 hours a week. Make the eastern turn here. Sun is well up. And it's well south of the line. That's a pretty bush, is it? Orangey looking shrubbery. Tucked away in the long grasses. I wonder what it is. A whole raft of sunflowers down in the ditch. Oh, what used to be the ditch and is now. A drainage culvert. I did not hit the mark post. God damn it, I'm going back. All right, stay with me. Monk post, there we go. I was busy watching a sprinkler, timing the sprinkler heads, this lawn here beside the sidewalk has got big arching sprinklers going, and I was trying to time that and lost track of what I was doing. Story of my life. I'm still recording. I need to get a drink. And we're still recording. Good. Okay. Fine. Choking on water. trucks, no dogs. His house is still for rent. Nice house. Nice fence. Russian sage is big and purple. Rose is looking, there's still some fresh buds coming. That's interesting. Well into September. Fresh rose buds. Nice. Tucked away amongst the Russian sage. Georgia Satellite's in my head for some reason, I don't know why. I have a cassette of Georgia Satellite's. That I used to listen to driving back and forth to BIW, the Battleship Chains. Not that we made battleships, but did make ships. Frigates, destroyers. The last one I worked on was the Arleigh Burke, which I think got some news some time ago. I was amused to learn that they had made a Burleson. It's spelled Burleson, but in actuality, it was supposed to have been pronounced Burleson. My ignorance showing, as it does regularly. Almost 20 years. January 2007. Less than 6 months away. Can't believe I'm still doing this. Although, I suppose, at the rate I'm going, I can't really say I'm still doing it when I was writing 10,000 words a day. I haven't written 10,000 words a day in way too long. Part of it is that I've become too self-conscious, too precious about the writing, too precious about the story. I'm not just letting the story blurt. I'm trying to be more mindful. I don't know that it's working, frankly. It's a hell of a thing to say. Park. Sun has taken a short break behind one of those lines of clouds. Well, that is a. I'm looking off to the east. That is a significant bank of clouds heading east from here. Forecast calls for some thundershowers this morning here. I don't see any sign of it. Gonna have to develop some, I think. I don't know what the highs for the day are supposed to be. I looked, but I can't remember. Doesn't matter. Another 5 minutes, I'm gonna be inside. Tell me no lies and keep your hands to yourself. Willow sister's looking willowy. My maple tree is starting to turn a little yellowish here and there. This cottonwood isn't. A locust tree down there. Down the gully there. It's got all kinds of locust pods hanging off it. Messy tree. I made it. All the same day. 24 minutes. That's not terrible. Get this where I can shut it off. So yeah, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's 3 day. The day after isn't. With any luck at all, I'll have better news for you. And I'll talk to you then.